James Carlton joins us now. Hello, James.
Hey, Fran. Politics in the Australian and economics. We'll start with the economics. Treasurer Morrison banks on non-mining revival. Beyond the boom, there's life in the economy. GDP growth of 0.9% in the September quarter, driven by the biggest lift in exports in 15 years and a bigger than expected rise in consumer spending and the apartment construction boom. So the downside, however, the biggest collapse in business investment and export prices that's been seen outside a recession. So this may influence business investment. The Financial Review is suggesting the government is still keen to press ahead with reducing the company tax rate from 30%, but how to fund it? Well, GST was one idea. What about this? The paper says the government's considering abolishing the tax deductibility of corporate interest payments on debt. That'd be a major change indeed. Now, the politics. Special Minister of State Mal Brough, Turnbull's first big test, says the Sydney Morning Herald. His 11-week-old prime ministership facing a serious character test heading into the final day of Parliament for the year. One of his hand-picked ministers. Remember, Mr. Brough wasn't a minister until Malcolm Turnbull took over, or at least wasn't an Abbott minister. He was a minister under John Howard. But the point being, one of his hand-picked ministers hanging by a thread after offering contradictory explanations for his role in the Ashby Slipper affair. And the Australian, even. Misplaced loyalty can get prime ministers in trouble. PM has room to move as Brough shifts story. The pain of rejection in the Daily Telegraph. The Melbourne Cup winning jockey, Michelle Payne, she can't get a ride in Sydney this weekend as much as she's tried. That's a doesn't make sense. She's won on 100-to-1 shot in the biggest race of the year. Meth cops bust in the West Australian. Three police constables been stood down from duty after testing positive to amphetamines, including meth. They may be sacked. That'll be yet to be determined. Melbourne Herald Sun. Students at an elite boys' school conned by classmate into sending explicit selfies. Police probe sexting. The sex crime detectives are looking into this allegation that a boy posed as an attractive young girl online, thereby enticing boys to send naked pictures of themselves. The ruse, the pictures then sent to other boys at the unnamed elite Melbourne High School. And the Canberra Times, hundreds of public servants at two small agencies are averaging 1 month a year in sick leave and other types of unscheduled absences, while the large departments are resorting to positive attendance training. You need to be at work, though, to attend that. The almost 400 staff at the Aboriginal Hostels Limited organisation and also the National Film and Sound Archive took an average of more than 20 days of personal leave in the 2014-15 financial year, Fran.
Thanks very much, James.